Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is the 15th year of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. It's designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the essence of Christmas, the viewpoint of Jesus as the reason for the season, is not censored. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, it's amazing that this is 15 years since we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And this is designed to make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored from our Christmas holiday shopping, whether it's in the public sector, like, for example, nativity scenes on public property, or children being able to sing Christmas carols as part of their pageant or hand out Christmas cards, or in the private retail market to identify those retailers that acknowledge Christmas, and then, on the other hand, to identify those that do not acknowledge Christmas, but they want to profit and take your money during this Christmas shopping season.
Right. It's so encouraging when you do go into a retail store and they do say Merry Christmas and they haven't gotten away from that, because there's so many now that are saying Happy Holidays or whatever. So I know I intentionally will say Merry Christmas or have a blessed Christmas or something like that. But it's just, you know, it's disheartening though. There's so many, our cases seem to increase every year of these atheist organizations that try, you know, so hard to take Christ out of Christmas and try to file suits to take these nativity scenes off of public property.
And Matt, you know, for the past 8+ years or so, we had a president in the Oval Office that never acknowledged Christmas. But now we have a president who, during his campaign, said that we're going to say Merry Christmas again. And sure enough, he did say Merry Christmas right after he was elected, and certainly this is another year after he was installed as president that President Donald Trump will say frequently and often Merry Christmas.
In fact, when he spoke at the Values Voters Summit, Matt, most recently, he said he acknowledged the war on Christmas, an overt war that the left engages in that they deny even exists, which is odd. But he said this: we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season, that point that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. He said to Cheers, you go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year, or they'll say other things and it'll be red. They'll have it painted. Well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again. So even the President of the United States right now is supporting the message behind Liberty Counsel's Friend or Foe Christmas campaign.
Yeah, and you remember last year when, in fact, after he got elected, before he was installed as president, sworn in as president, he gave a speech, and in the background, he had the Christmas trees that were in the background, and on the podium, it said Merry Christmas. So it was front and center. That was more overt than any president in our modern history to acknowledge and wish the American people a Merry Christmas.
You know, guys, it's like, say, Martin Luther King's birthday. You know, we've declared it a holiday. What if you could not acknowledge that it was his birthday? You couldn't acknowledge anything that he's accomplished, anything about him. You had to be quiet about that. It's the same way with Jesus. No, we don't technically believe that he was born on December 25th, but that's when we recognize his birthday. But then to say we can't acknowledge that it's his birthday?
Yeah, it's like
so
Martin
wrong.
Luther King Jr. Day.
Right.
And you can't talk about anything that he did. You can't talk about his life. You can't acknowledge that it was his birthday or, mm-hmm. for example, anything relevant to his life and his accomplishments. It just makes no sense. It's like coming over for a birthday party and not acknowledging the person whose birthday it actually is.
Right, but this is the creator of the universe sent his only son to come and die for our sins, to have a relationship with us, to dwell among us as humans. And so it is the day we recognize as his birth.
Well, the good news is, Matt, that in the public sector, there are certainly a lot of ways to be able to acknowledge Christmas. So City Hall, the government, can have a nativity scene on public property sponsored by the local government, for example, or for the state in the state's capital. And they can have a nativity scene. And the criteria there, at least under the current court precedents, is as long as you have some secular symbol of the holiday in the general context, it's constitutional for the government to display a nativity scene on public property. So you can have Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, along with something in the general vicinity of the reindeer or a Christmas tree or Santa Claus or something like that. On the other hand, if it's a public park, and there are places around the country where these public parks allow these temporary unattended displays from the community. And these are locations where people in the community can set up their own displays for a temporary period of time. In that situation, it does not need a secular symbol because it's private speech on public property. Public speech on public property, some kind of a secular symbol in the context. Private speech on public property, you don't need a secular symbol. You can just have the nativity scene. You don't need Santa Claus or anything else. And in fact, you can just have a notice there that this is an open forum for people wanting to celebrate the holiday. So that same theme, Matt, also carries the day in a public school. So for example, if the students are going to be singing carols and songs, they can sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but they can certainly also sing Silent Night. They can sing the great Christmas Christian songs of the season.
And that is all well-established court precedent, as you point out, Matt, yet it doesn't stop the anti-Christian left, these organizations, from tirelessly engaging in, yes, the war on Christmas and trying to intimidate and bully with these demand letters and so forth, municipalities, and saying, you can't have, you know, it's separation of church and state myth they invoke. But I think people are waking up to it, and largely it's Liberty Counsel's Friend or Foe campaign and other information that you provide to municipalities, to schools, to pastors, and so forth on their rights.
Yeah, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information, or call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776 to get some information. We have brochures, we have information on our website, we have other kinds of information we can provide. So here's what I suggest that you do. Be proactive, because even though we're before Thanksgiving, believe me, these situations are already brewing in the public sector, whether it's schools or cities or counties or states, are already brewing because the organizations on the other side are sending out these letters threatening legal action if they have anything religious during Christmas. And so you need to take the proactive side to give information and give it to your school board members, give it to your principals, the teachers in your school. Also, make sure that your city, your county, and your state officials have this information. You can also provide that information to other people in your community, and make sure you also let us know in advance if you find any issue where Christmas is being censored, because more often than not, we can turn that ship around.
You know, and that happened several times last year. For example, you had nativity scenes or Christmas trees that had been there for years in particular cities. And we came to the rescue and said, yes, you have a right to have that there along with your secular items.
And there are some nativity scenes. I know there are people listening in Wisconsin right now, and this was something years ago, Matt, where they wanted to stop this private display of a nativity scene. It's a massive nativity. And a citizen in Wisconsin got involved, got us involved. And every year I get a photograph of this beautiful nativity scene. And it's been displayed for years now because one citizen got involved, connected Liberty Counsel to the right sources, and then we made a difference, and now that nativity is displayed every Christmas.
You know, and that's all it takes is one person.
They want to engage in religious cleansing, let's be honest, whether it's public or private, Matt, and the law happens to be on our side and on the side of Christmas.
It does. So, you know, not only in the public sector, as we've already been talking about, but you can also learn about the private sector. Make sure that your shopping dollars sends a message. Don't patronize stores that want to profit off Christmas. They want your shopping dollars, but they want to pretend it doesn't exist. Not just pretend, they are hostile to the various message of Christmas, and they won't even acknowledge the word or use the word Christmas because it has the word Christ. You need to find out who those retailers are and not patronize them, And we have that Nadia Nice list that we can provide you. And make sure you tell the stores why you're patronizing them and, alternatively, why you're not going to patronize other ones as well. LC.org, stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, life, and family. Go to LC.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers, especially at this time of the year, your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. LC.org.